Okay, once again, a pleasure to join everyone to have this chus of teaching on Zoom because it gives me a lot of chizik. It allows me to prepare. And quite honestly, for me, there are more people on the shir than I normally teach because I go from shir to shir. So I get everything out in one business class, so that's great. I want to dedicate the shir, whose topic is what's mutter for business during Sfira in the 3 weeks. I want to dedicate the shir, Lezecher Nishmas, a very tragic loss. Yona Hillel ben Yitzchak Zelengat, who are friends of ours, unfortunately, Yad ben Yamin, their son, their teenage son, unfortunately, was in a very tragic accident and lost his life. It was someone who went to get together with us at Camp Masora, and my wife was Menachem them, and the way that I know to be Menachem is through Torah. So hopefully his neshama should be a Melitz Yosher. And also, I want to daven for Hatinok ben Avigail. Avigail is a student of mine from way back when I taught in Machon Mayan. And her child was born prematurely a few days ago and really needs Rachmei Shamayim. Unfortunately, they're only in, I believe, 25 weeks. So she certainly needs Rachmei Shamayim. So keep in mind Hatinok ben Avigail. Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. Obviously, we continue davening for all the Cholim in this very difficult time of Corona. And as I like to say, Rufuas HaNefesh, Rufuas HaGuf, not only the physical people who are suffering, but those who are suffering mentally as well from the difficulties of being at home all the time. So the topic, I hope, will be a fun topic. I like to give this topic, and I'm happy to say that every time I give the topic over, if you search on YU Torah, besides myself, I've given this year probably at least twice, if not more, but every time I give this year, it's with a different twist, so I promise you there'll be different chedushim here. So first of all, I want to start off, before I share the screen with you, I want to start off with very apropos. We were supposed to give this year last week, turned out to be Yom Ha'atzmaut. I thought we still would be able to give Torah on Yom Ha'atzmaut, but there was another program. But it's more apropos of giving it this week, because of the fact that it is, of course, Parshas Emor. And in Parshas Emor, the Ramban has a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. You could look at it on V'svartan Lechemi Mecharas HaShabbos, talking about Sfiras HaOmer, where he explains, of course, the history that Sfiras HaOmer, he writes, is a Chol HaMoed. We do not have a Chol HaMoed that is as long, obviously, when it comes to Sukkos, but just like we have a Chol HaMoed for Sukkos and Pesach, this is the long one when we wait getting the Torah. And we need to prepare ourselves. And we have to understand that when we prepare ourselves to accept the Torah in a few weeks from now, it's not just something that we recall. Judaism has nothing to do, is not a religion of history. We don't have historical events. Every event that we have is to create the way that we are supposed to feel now. The Rambam's famous interpretation of the Seder is that a person has to feel like Yiluhu be'atzmo yotzim mitzrayim. Now, aksha ata, now that you are leaving Mitzrayim. It's a very integral part of the experience of leaving Mitzrayim. And this is the experience of Shavuos, is that we're accepting the Torah. Sfiras HaOmer is not just merely accounting, as we spoke about on Sunday's shir, but it has a lot to do with a very holy time to accept the Torah anew. Beautifully put, the Sifsei Chaim, or Chaim Freelander, was the Mashkiach, Menahel of the Panovich Yeshiva, points out that every Shavuos we come to it and say, hey, I've been working on this for 50 days. My Midos, every day, as you know, next to the day, it says, Netzach Sekhshev Gevura, Netzach Shevahod, V'chulu V'chulu. We're supposed to work on these Midos. So the Ramban writes that this is a very mesugal and special time. What happened through the history of the Jewish people is that, unfortunately, and very much related to the fact that right after the time of Easter, which is, of course, around Pesach, unfortunately, there were pogroms. It was known quite, unfortunate, but certainly historically, that the people who would preach in the churches, the priests, would talk a lot about the Jews, and they would talk about how we killed Jesus, and they would talk about how we used the Christian blood to make our matzos. All these different crazy tales, and people would be mad at the Jews, and there would be a lot of pogroms, and through history, this was a difficult time. And the students of Rabbi Akiva, as we know, the Gemara tells us, Beperek Echaz, there were 12,000 times two zugot, says that, not 24,000, because they didn't get along with each other. Shalonog, Kavim, Vazeh, and there was a disease that they had. Rabbi Basil Herring wrote a very interesting article, I believe it's, it was just published a few weeks ago, where he says that this disease that they had might have actually been similar to the diseases that we have now, a corona, not corona type disease, but there was actually a pandemic that was going through historically in the time in that area. And they unfortunately may have gotten it because of their lack of kavod for each other, despite learning Torah. And that was something that was part of it. But he historically brings that down. Okay, there are some issues with that historically as well. But in any case, so that's a time where a lot of these bad things happen. And that's why, by the way, the tefillah that was written for this time is Av HaRachamim. If you look at Av HaRachamim, you'll see the Kilos Kadosh Shemusim Shem Akidosh Hashem. They died. We know the Spanish Inquisition, for example. This was all during this time from Pesach LeShavuos, the time Dafka we're supposed to be concentrating on Kedusha, on this, as the Ramban says, this extra Chol HaMoed that we have. And therefore, Rav Avadi Yosef in a tshuva questions, and I think this is an important way to start, the differences between the Sfiras HaOmer and the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is man pronios l'klal Yisrael. The 3 weeks, the 9 days, obviously Tisha B'Av, is a bad time for the Jewish people. In fact, we know that there are a lot of halachas that tell us you got to be super careful what you do during this time, right? Certainly during the 9 days, traveling and all these questions that come up is because it's not a good time for the Jews. There's a lot of things that happen, not just the destruction of the two Batei Mikdashot. A lot of bad things happen. But says Rav Avadi Yosef, and he's discussing this in the question of saying a Shechianu during this time, he says, the reason why we don't say Shechianu, and there's only, I mean, there's a few shitas like that, but based on one shita that we don't say it, because it's, what are we saying when we say Shechianu? V'kiimanu lazman hazeh. He says, but it's a bad time. We can't thank Hashem for it being a good time. Says Rav Avadi Yosef, but this time of the year is a beautiful time of the year. It's not a sad time of the year. It happened to become sad. Issue number one. Number two, I wanted to point out, very interestingly, is that my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, pointed out that there were two things that we'll see that were usher. Only two things. And from those two things comes all the halachas of the 3 weeks and Sfiras HaOmer. Number one was you're not allowed to get married. That's a mefurish halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't get married during this time, right? Einoisim noshim besudas erisin, we don't have engagement parties. Tafkuf nun aleph, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And number two was tisporet. Tisporet, we'll see in a moment if that actually means haircuts, shaving, but we don't get haircuts either. He points out earlier sources, we've shown him already, before the times of Rabbi Akiva, right? Before the times of Rabbi Akiva, they claimed that this was because of that Chol HaMoed, this was an Isser that was put into place for us to concentrate, similar to Chol HaMoed itself. In fact, there's a halacha that says that there's a custom not to do malacha. Dafka women, there's a reason why Dafka women didn't do malacha from when we count Sfiras HaOmer until the morning, obviously not follow too much either. But Rav Aaron said that that is has nothing to do. In fact, Rav Aaron was machmir. I heard this from him personally. But Rav Chaim Soloveitchik a few weeks ago gave a shiur, and he discussed this as well. His son here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he said that my father said that you shouldn't get married during this time. The entire Sfiras HaOmer, right? We all have pick a time. Right, I think the most popular minhag, you guys could tell me what your minhagim are, but the most popular minhag is from the second day of Pesach, right? From when we start Sfiras HaOmer until Lag BaOmer, which will be next week, right? Until then, most people can commemorate the avelus of the students of Rabbi Akiva, right? There are other people who start from Rosh Chodesh and go to Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah, right? And, but I think the most popular minhag is the first one that I said. And that makes it that, so what actually is usher? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, everything is, those two things that I mentioned are usher the whole time because you're supposed to concentrate on that. It's not good to get married during this entire time of the year. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, but again, not necessarily to do with avelus. Okay. So now first of all, are there any questions before I continue? Because then I'm going to share with you the screen, because we're going to discuss two central inyanim. Number one is going to be the shaving, which comes up a lot, obviously. And number two is going to be music and movies. But basically, because this comes up also, not holiday parties, but people have to go to a party or they close a deal and there's music there. How do we get around this? Okay, any questions before we continue? Excellent. Everything is hunky-dory. Okay, So let's do the share screen so you can see our sources. So source number one, I apologize that the sheet isn't perfect, but I had to send it to myself, scan it to myself because I couldn't find it. And here's what it says. So the first source that we're going to discuss, shaving. So what the Rama says, as you see here in source number one, Siman, Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, says, Aval Tisporet Nahagu Lahachmir Miyud Zayin Betamuz. Again, for the purposes of right now, we're going to pretend that Sfira and the 3 weeks are the same. We will see that they're not. At least in one area, I will show you that it is not. Okay? So here we go. So says the Rama that it's Aser. Now, what does it say? What word does it say? Tisporet. Tisporet means cutting your hair. There are those that make a chiluk and say that they are not the same thing. That there's a difference between the two. But for now, let's just look at different shitas of this. Are there any heterim? So I would say the number one heter, before we even get to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is source number two, and that's the heter of Rav Soloveitchik. I don't want to even call it heter. The way Rav Soloveitchik defines avelos. Rav Soloveitchik was very into a concept, my kids know this concept already, they laugh at me because I like to use the word, called paradigms. The Brisker tradition, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's tradition, right, the originator of the Brisker Derech, his father, of course, the Beis Halevi, the original Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, said that you can't develop halachas of a day without, of a time, without it being patterned towards something else. There has to be a pattern. There has to be something. So Rav Soloveitchik here in source number two, this is defined in Nefesh HaRav, which is, of course, written by his Talmud Muvhak, Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter says the following. Avelos to Sfira. Rabbeinu Hisbir, Sheminok Ha'avelos mi Yudzayin Bitamos ve'elach, and this would obviously apply to Sfira as well, Hu b'chinas Avelos shel Yud Beis Chodesh. So the paradigm right now is that whatever's usher for the Avel during his year of Avelos, right? We know that we have backwards Avelos almost. Let's discuss the 3 weeks for a moment. The Avelos of an Avel starts off the most strict that you can get. It's called Aninus. And in the state of Aninus, a person, we discussed it actually in last year, some of the Nafkaminas of the Bahag, one of them is the Onen. The Onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. He's not allowed to make brachas. Right? It's a very strange thing. He can't put tefillin on. He can't put tzitzis on. So, and that's where the Sfiras Over question becomes up. But in that case, that's the strictest. Imagine not being told you can't do mitzvahs. You can't eat meat, you can't have wine. That's the strictest. And that a little bit we commemorate on Tisha B'Av Day. It goes backwards, right? Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this as well as Rav Cook, the idea of Avelos Yushena. When you have an Avelos that's almost 2,000 years old, so it's hard to get into it, so we gradually work into it. But when you have Mutal Lafan of Rahman al-Islam, when you have a mace, someone's Karov to you, the Avelos starts the extreme right away. So says Rav Soloveitchik, the year of Avelos, right, is similar to the 3 weeks and Sfiras Omer. Kamo Yimei Sfira. Shvu Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av, he says, that's the Shloshim. Tisha B'Av is the Shiva itself, right? And Tisha B'Av, we know, almost like the first day of Shiva, we don't wear tefillin, right? That Aninus that I told you about, until the afternoon, right? We sit on low chairs, like an Avel. Many halachas are similar to that. And therefore the 9 days, and he actually, not for now, but he gives a reason why, what about the eating of the wine, and why we don't have wine and meat. Obviously that's not so similar, but that's Zecher LeMikdash more. And therefore Rav Soloveitchik says, the Yud Beis Chodesh Kar Nogu Olam, Kedas HaPoshim Shesov Demidig Ligalech B'chol Yom. It's very interesting what happens. Rachman al-Islam, if any of you have parents who were Avelim, so you know this, that during the year of Avelos, we know our parents get a haircut and shave during right after Shloshim. The Gemara tells us, Ad sheyigro bo chavero. There's a certain time we consider to be Shloshim on the 30th day. People come up to him, this is a Meforish Halacha, and say, either sometimes it's the actual Chever Kedisha will come up and say, you don't look good, man. Your hair doesn't look good. And he's allowed to get a haircut. And from then on, he doesn't have to ask anybody. He shaves normally. So says Rav Soloveitchik, the paradigm is the year of Avelos, and therefore during Sfiras HaOmer, you can shave every day. Shave every day. You know what you can't do? You can't get a haircut. Because for the 33 days that we commemorate Sfiras HaOmer, or the 3 weeks that we commemorate it, so big deal, you don't get a haircut. Just get a haircut before, nobody's going to say anything to you. Now, it happens to be that not everybody follows this halacha. I remember my year in Israel, Rav Nevenzel's father passed away, the chief rabbi of the Old City, and he didn't take a haircut the whole year. One time, he used to give a shiur every week, twice a week, but when he gave us, I remember, Mishnah Berurah shiur once, we asked him, is this really true? And he took his hat off, and he had like long, cool hair. You know, like the guy that comes to Eishah Torah is like, hey man, want to learn some Torah, man? You know, like it was really cool to see that he helped him this way. So anyway, Rav Soloveitchik says this, Dehainu linog b'chol yom, and therefore, it's okay. Right, and then yes, from Rosh Chodesh Av, that's when we are more machmir. That's what he holds. So the first shita dismisses the whole thing that we're talking about, b'chlal. The shaving, it only applies. There's only two things that are asur for the purposes of that. It's going to be weddings, and we'll get what that means: weddings and music, and the possibility again of getting haircuts, but doesn't apply to shaving itself. Okay, that's shita number one. Shita number two is exactly what we're trying to discuss tonight. What about work? So comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Rav Moshe says here, there are three tshuvas Rav Moshe's quoted. I quoted you Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Kuf Beis. He writes this as well in Chosem Mishpat Al Sadek Gimel. He writes this again in Orach Chaim, in Chelek Hay. And let's just read what it says over here, source number three. Hine echad ha'oisek ve'eza mischar, he's in business, l'malacha, she'im lo yistaper, right, etz zikno, he doesn't shave his beard, b'nei asfira u'b'yom shebein yudzayin b'tamuz, b'tishabav yiyelo hefseid mamon. He's going to lose a lot of money. It looks horrible. You're a businessman? Look what you look like. So, Shebein Yuzayin Latamuz Latishabab Yielo Hefseid Mamon as Mutar Kilo Nagu Bamakam Hefseid. We can't bring this minhag that we're following, which is a great minhag, and it's important, but we don't bring that Bamakam Hefseid. Aval, however, Beshua Shachal Batishabab, you need to be Machmir, the Elahatir. That's what he writes. And here I also quoted the other tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orachai in Chosha Mishpat, the same type of idea. Without Giluach Kadesh Lo Yafsid. Again, we could define what it means to lose money. V'chulo b'shvil zeh. So he says. Then he says he doesn't think that it would be usher. So again, now we see another source which teaches us again that there are two possibilities here. Possibility number one, as we said, the Rav. Right, and this is written not just by Rav Schechter, Rav Koningsberg, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, has a wonderful sefer as well on Hilchos Avelos, and he discusses this at great length as well, and says that there wouldn't be an Isser. Okay, so now I'm going to question before I'll open it up to questions in a moment. I question the following question, and you guys can help me out with this, but this is my personal view. Nowadays that we're in the laid-back movement, I'm not talking about quarantine. Quarantine, I've never seen, you know, what people look like during quarantine is really horrible, right? You know, for example, I'm only really wearing this shirt, a button-down nice shirt, because I'm mechabit the Torah. I think it's important, you mechabit the Torah. But you don't even know if I'm wearing pants. You wouldn't even know, right? They actually, I saw Nebuch, a news reporter, who finished his report, and he says, okay, goodbye, guys. He was sitting, and he got up just as the report was over, and you see he's wearing no pants. It was quite embarrassing. There was another reporter who couldn't find an empty space because her kids were making a lot of noise, so she said, oh, I'm reporting from the bathroom, and it turned out her husband was in the shower, and you were able to see him in the shower. So these things, but I think generally it's a dress-down society, unless maybe you're a lawyer, maybe there are certain professions, maybe even a doctor as well, but I think in general we're not so machmir anymore. And therefore, I question whether or not this is really a thing, as far as a person could just say, yeah, I'm starting a beard. I'll give you one example of that. Years ago, I used to shave during Sfiras Omer. I don't know, way back when, I used to not have a beard. I don't know how the beard actually started. I have my own reasons why, but I'm not going to say why. But my wife asked me, she said, oh, I think it'd be nice if you had a beard. I don't think it has to really do with anything rabbinic. She thinks it looks better. Maybe you can't see all my chins underneath. Maybe, I don't know. So, like this. So it was, we moved to Israel and it was Pesach time. And I had a beard for Chol HaMoed, even though my Rebbe Yerovan Salvejik said it's a mitzvah to shave a Chol HaMoed, not for this year. And I was going back to work. And it was one of those things, I'm just making, let's say Yontif was over Wednesday, and it was Thursday, I'm going back to work, and I still had the beard. I didn't have time to shave it. And I'm about to go to work, and my parents were still around, and my father said to me, "You're going to go to work like that? You know, you had that 1 week beard. It doesn't look so good." So I said, "You know what, Dad? We're in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody dresses down. I dress very mechubad every day for work. You know, I was a quote unquote, you know, I was an important person. I was a managing director of the sales division. I always dress nice. I don't think he's going to care." But as I got to work, I actually was a little bit nervous. Maybe my boss would care about it. So I remember walking in every morning. You guys will appreciate knowing me well. This is 100% true. He says to me, I walk in. So every morning when I walked in, they have a little a room there, like almost a conference room, that has like food, which is a very bad thing for me. But they also had a soda machine that had sodas for 1 shekel. When I first started there, the sodas were actually free, but they found out that at night when the cleaners would come, they would be pressing the button and taking the free sodas. So they made it 1 shekel at least. This is really bad. Can you imagine, guys, in the yeshiva you had 1 shekel sodas? That's probably how I got addicted to Coke Zero. Anyway, so I go in there to get my Coke Zero for a shekel, and he sees me, and Efri Baruch says, "Daniel, yafelecha." Right? You know, and he made one of these good Israeli comments. "You actually look normal now. You look a little bit, you know, you don't look so ugly," something like that. So he didn't care at all. So I'm not 100% sure whether or not this is something that, you know, what Rav Moshe's level is. And there are those that define Rav Moshe was talking about really a hefseid, and it's not so pasha, v'chulu. Now, it's true that one chiluk that we can make, as I said to you before, that maybe you could argue that there's no iser at all. There's a wonderful sefer that was written not that many years ago, by Rav Rimon on Siras Omer. As much as I love Rav Rimon, there's one part of it here that he writes that I very much disagree with, and I'll explain to you why. But in any case, so here Rav Rimon writes about shaving. So he says, yeah, there are those that are going to argue, going to say, wait a minute, maybe there's no issue of shaving at all. Because, as I said, it's not like haircuts. But he quotes a very early source for this. He quotes the Shita of the Evan Shoiv, a Talmud of the Rashba, which if I didn't tell you about it, honestly, if I didn't know about it, I would have never known about it. And he quotes that he's, again, a Talmud of the Rashba, and he says that. And he writes very simply the following: Nagu ligadel hasafam, safam is your mustache, to grow your mustache, ve'en konsin, right? And you could do this. Okay. Ve'en konsin noshin ben perik. Fine. Not so partial. So somebody very beautifully answered, thank you for answering this, somebody beautifully answered and asked me the question and said, what about shaving for Kavod Shabbos? Yeshkoich Ari, perfect question. That is the next piece that we're going to do. You probably saw it in the piece, and you're trying to act like you're cool. Okay, yeah. Any other questions before we continue about shaving? But we're going to get to Kavod Shabbos in just a moment. Any questions? Excellent. Go ahead. Yeah. So, all types of shaving would be awesome. However, most of the poskim, I know you didn't ask this question, but say that things like, I don't know, who, you know, taking out your nose hairs or your eyebrows, or again, assuming that we don't have issues of it being like women's cosmetics, which some people have problems with, but that would all be mutter. And everybody agrees, even during Shiva, that if it bothers me, I can't eat because my mustache hair gets into the food. Everybody agrees that would be mutter. But any sort of shaving would be usser, according to this. But again, the point that was raised that was a good question is, what about L'Kavod Shabbos, right? Is there anything we could say L'Kavod Shabbos? And this is an excellent, excellent question, because that's the next piece that we're going to discuss. Go ahead. Yes. It's a yes. The question was, is it a good minhag? So we'll see in a moment. And you could, I'll send you the source sheet if you want. It is a very fine minhag, which is going to bring up a lot of potential problems for those that shave, that don't shave, right? So let's say somebody like me, I don't think we spoke about this. Last Friday, you were allowed to shave a kolon kola shitos. Not all the shitos, people like to be machmir all the time, but it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah because Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, right? Just 2 weeks ago, Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, when they're together, it's almost like a mini yuntif. It says that you're allowed to shave. So, yeah, Erev Shabbos, yeah, 100%. Right, yeah. You probably could get haircuts as well, especially because Rav Shechter wrote during the coronavirus, especially because Dafka, people didn't get haircuts before. Normally we would say, what are you getting a haircut for? You just got a haircut before, you know, unless you're the president of the United States. Well, I don't know about our, I don't know if Trump, I don't know what he does with that hair situation, but he's, you know, if you're getting haircuts all the time, but here in this case, if a person really couldn't get a haircut before, that would be the perfect hetter. So let's again share the screen. So now we'll see this gorgeous, gorgeous piece that comes from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And it's really, really something very, very nice. So he says like this. Let's go back to sharing the screen. Okay. So I just quoted to you a little bit of this shaving for Shabbos. He marshals a Toisvus and Tanis on Daf Lamed. The Gemara already discusses this. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's this year. This year, Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, right? Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, right? I'm told that by Tisha B'Av in America, they might lift some of the bans of Corona. No, I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy because today they lifted a lot of the restrictions here in Eretz Yisrael. So, and we were already told when things will change over the next few weeks, and it looks like we'll be able to go back to shul soon. So it's a very, very happy day, even though it strangely rained like anything today. It doesn't normally rain after Pesach, so it's interesting times. So if you look at the Tosfos over here, in source number 5, I'll just going to read it inside. So the Tosfos says like this. The Tosfos says, Aval hachi dechal Tisha B'Av b'yom hay, like this year. When Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, Mutter lekaves ulisaper michatzos veilech. On Tisha B'Av itself, you're afraid that you're in camp. You're not going to be able to get the washing machine. You're not going to have time. You could start chatzos after chatzos on Tisha B'Av when we know the 9 days you're not allowed to do any because of the Chovet Shabbos and get a haircut even michatzos veilech mitu mishum Chovet Shabbos because it's Chovet Shabbos. Right? Why? Mishay tircha the Shabbos. So obviously we could argue with this without even moving anywhere, and saying, oh, come on, nowadays, it's easy to get haircuts. You know how they used to do laundry in the olden days? They would have to go down to the river and fill a bucket up with the water and get soda. Okay, it was so hard. Nowadays, you throw it in the washing machine. I think this could be no way today, too. Right? In camps, like I know the staff in Camp Masora, Nebuch, you gotta wait, you know, days and days to do your wash, and you have a certain spot. So what if that slot is this exact time? You're in trouble. So maybe it would be mutter according to that. And says the Magen Avraham, source number 6 over here, what? Mishum kavod shabbos mutter. He says, whoa. Mikom bakom yesh lahakel im ein lo ketonet l'shabbos. Right? He says, you don't just do ribur shurim. You're not just going to wash now, let's say for 9 days you didn't do any wash. So now I have at least 9 pairs of undergarments. Well, you probably could do undergarments anyway. But whatever, I have all these shirts. Just do whatever you need for Shabbos. But then he's not so sure. V'hagav b'toy says, Aser, afilu tisporet. He says, but the tisporet's Aser. He goes, I don't think that that's going to be mutter. I don't think you need to get a haircut. Just wait. Come on. So now the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says here in source number 7, V'chein l'chavet Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah, shekasav l'inyo tisporet's Aser. He says, no, I agree with the toy says that maybe you can do the wash. Which again, might be different in our days because it's so easy to do washing machine and so on and so forth. But he says, definitely you can't get a haircut. V'hinei Magen Avraham b'shem hagois ashri hevia ha'or zarua that this is something that is usher. V'chamishim artim b'shem b'kavet Shabbos perish l'kavet l'us b'shem b'shem Shabbos. He goes, yeah, aval listaver to get a haircut b'chamishi usher. And then he brings the Yushalmi, the Shematir Mikhum Shabbos, and different then he ends off, Bitzurach Iyun Godol, he's not sure. And then his last line is, V'ayin b'chidushim Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shaviyah b'shem, HaToisvois, Shekvisa v'tisporet, Shavim l'hakel. Yeah, he says the same thing. And I can make a real easy kal v'chomer here. And that kal v'chomer is pasha. And that's what? Obviously, if you get a haircut, for sure you can shave. The guy's nervous. It's right? Again, what am I trying to say over here? Forget about Tisha B'Av for a moment. So Tisha B'Av, you're going to have enough time. But what does it show you? The quality of Kedusha Shabbos is so important that who are we to accept this minhag and look horrible when Shabbos comes in with this this weekday beard? That's a serious question. Again, I don't want to say forget about, but the dimyon that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein brought, again, his Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was the son-in-law of the Rav, of Yosef Dov Salvation, who we just saw, he says, you can shave anyway. But he goes a step further, he says, but Chabad Shabbos, not only you can if you need to, not only Rav Moshe if it's for work, but you have to L'Chabad Shabbos. That's what he writes. And furthermore, one could argue that maybe there's not actually, that what we're mourning is not necessarily the sar, it's the choyser that we don't have. I'll just quote to you what Ramon quotes in the name of his Rebbe. HaRishon v'chalku b'zman avelos mutu legalech safam ma'akei be'achila. L'das ha-Ramban mutur afilu l'toich shiva. L'das ha-Ravid aser. But that's because of l'hitztayr lo, right? But the question is, giluach, right? It's l'chavet Shabbos. So maybe it's even mutter during this time. L'hitztayr aval aser. During this time, it's sar v'giluach adayin yesh shehitiru. There are those that say that it's considered to be sar nowadays. For it bothers me. That's number one. And of course, he quotes, of course, his father-in-law, the Rav, and he says, "My father-in-law said that it was mutter, and the Kavod Shabbos, as we just quoted here, that it should be mutter." And then, very interestingly, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quotes. I'm sorry, Rav Ramon quotes in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his Rebbe, that this was only a chiluk. He said that it's different, ready for this, the 3 weeks and Sfira. We just said, if you remember the beginning of this year, we said there's a huge difference between Sfira Sa'omer and the 3 weeks. Sfira Sa'omer is a yuntif, it's like a chol hamoed, says the Ramban, and therefore, during that time, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, who was clean-shaven, would walk into the base medrash before Shabbos. Everybody saw him, clean shaven. The 3 weeks he was machmir. Very interesting. Rav Rimon ends off with saying, "Lemaisa pshita, that most people say that you're not allowed to get haircuts. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to shave l'chavod Shabbos. The yeshivas toivas mod l'galeach l'chavod Shabbos, but he doesn't. He thinks that you should follow the minhag that everybody's doing." Rav Meir Goldlich pointed out to me, and others, I'm sure, that this is, if we're mourning the students of Rabbi Akiva, what are you guys doing at home anyway? Why would you need to shave anyway? You're the students, you're Bachrim. Even though if you're sitting at home, you're still Bachrim of Leiva Torah. So you should commemorate that. You're students. That's what he used to say. And in fact, I'll tell you a great story. I don't think he told me this story. I heard the story. There was a guy, right, and he was in yeshiva. Yeshiva's Merkaz Harav, one of the great bastions of religious Zionists. And the Rosh Yeshiva became the chief rabbi of Israel, of Amr Shapiro. And a Talmud goes there and he says, "Rebbe, I got a big problem. I was just read a shidduch," meaning I got a shidduch to go out with this girl. Holy cow, she is oiskal. She's great. She's great. She got awesome midos. She's great. Yeah? Everybody's getting up now. Ooh, this is a story about a great midos girl. Okay, let's go. She's pretty. She's rich. She's got everything. But Rebbe, look what I look like. It was a few days before Lag BaOmer, and the guy's got the bushy beard. That's terrible. You know, he looks like a wolf man because it goes up to here. And he's very nervous. He says, "I need a heter." So Rav Shapiro said, "But where's your yeshiva bachrim? We don't." He says, "Rebbe, I can't. So Rav Shapiro said, "Okay, there's plenty of heterim. Let's do it." So maybe he did it L'Chavod Shabbos. He went out with her Sunday. I don't know. He goes out with the girl. Guys, forget about the midos. I mean, they had the greatest time in the world. Everything. I mean, they saw stars. She saw stars. He saw stars. It was amazing. Happily ever after. He calls the shadchan, and you know, sometimes you guys don't know, but sometimes you know. You know, it's good. He calls the shadchan, he says, "Listen, I know she wants to go out with me again, you know, let's set it up." He says, "I have some bad news for you. She's not interested in going out with you." He says, "What? That's impossible." We had a great time. She says, I know, but she think you were great, and you're a masmit, she's heard, found out, and so on and so forth. But obviously you're not so frum. Who shaves during Sfiras Hayomer? And he lost the shidduch. But Rabbeisai, I married that girl. No, I'm kidding. So that's that. So you never know. So I don't know. So the Kavod Shabbos, I think, is a very, very good reason. I think a very good reason. I don't agree with Rav Rimon. Who am I not to agree with him? I think the Kavod Shabbos is a good reason. And we can't say, well, come on, some people say, I don't like it so much. I don't like it so much. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions that he thinks that it's not mutter for a person to do this L'chavet Shabbos. I was wondering why. And I saw a footnote quoted, the Sheil Sechuvas of a Sefer Shar HaZikainim. I don't know what Sefer that is. It says, you know why? Because I don't believe anybody's doing it L'chavet Shabbos. All of a sudden you care about Shabbos so much? I see the way you guys dress on Shabbos, right? Right? Some of you guys come down and want to break the rules of Leva Torah. It's a white shirt. It used to be white. Now it's blue. Something happened in the wash. I don't know. I don't know. He was concerned whether our Kavod Shabbos is what Kavod Shabbos should be. He was asking that. So interesting. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in the Chazon Avadya, for sure the Ashkenazim could hold like Rav Akiva Eggers and others, and he thought the Magen Avraham allowed it. And he says, I think they would be, it would be allowed for them to shave during the 3 weeks. He would allow this anyway, because Sfardim say that to be something that would be mutter. Shari Mitzvah Bahalacha, Rav Braun says, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, that Mishum Hefseid, anyway it's allowed. For business reasons, a person's meeting with the Tsar, he's meeting with a great minister, and it's going to help him out, that would be mutter. So certainly it would be mutter in this case. The Sheil Sechuvas Shevet HaLevi, how Vosner says, that it might be mutter as well. He said you should ask a chacham though, the Tzarech Iyun Gadol. I know there are people that are making on this. I don't think that you should be. He was very, very nervous about this. So that's basically the shitas that we've discussed here. Again, the Kavod Shabbos, the Rav Akiva Eger, seemingly, says that it would be mutter, even if it was Tisha B'Av itself, so Kal V'Chom here. Yes, any questions? And now that we have 5 minutes for the next topic. Any questions? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go. Hundred percent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, excellent question. So the question is again, if we take away all these things and make it seem like it's not so important, and now I just told you that's the ultimate question really is, how is it that the Sfiras Omer became no music, no a cappella, no live music, no this, no that, I'm not getting shachianos anymore, I'm not getting haircuts, I'm not getting shaving, and the answer is probably right. Through the years, we can't feel what it is to have kavod zebazeh. We can't feel the Beis HaMikdash. So we added a lot of different things to feel it. And that's why most people, maybe that's what Rivmon's getting at. Yeah, there's a kavod Shabbos aspect, but do we really have kavod for Shabbos during the whole year? I'm not so sure. And that's why it's not so pashut. And you're right. And again, I go with my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, but honestly, I don't shave during this time of the year at all. I certainly, no haircuts. I'm not going to get remarried during this time of the year. I'm just kidding. But what about music? So let's we only have a few minutes. I apologize. We had such fun with this first part. So let's just see. I'll do it as quickly as we can when it comes to the actual topic of music, because this also is a halacha l'maaseh. So again, just to summarize, I do think that there are hetayim for work for sure. Okay? Now that might not mean, by the way, if a person's only doing it for work and that L'chavod Shabbos, now he comes home Friday and he doesn't shave. He was off Thursday, let's say. That would be questionable. Should he now shave L'chavod Shabbos because the whole week anyway he's shaving? But there's definitely heterim that a person should be aware of. Now let's go to music. So you see here I quoted the halacha itself. If you look at the topic of music itself. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'ei noisim nashim, you're not going to get married at this time of the year. Right? See, this erusin is allowed. Right? And the Ramah says, that's not during the 3 weeks we don't do this. So where does this get to music at all? That's the Magen Avraham, source number 9. The Magen Avraham is the one who got us in trouble. Because the Magen Avraham says, well, why can't you get married? So he says, I'll tell you why. Not like we said by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, by the Rishonim, like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says, because it's not a time to get married, you need to concentrate on Sfiras HaOmer, Netzach Shev Gevura, v'chul. He says, no, you know why? So he says, why? Because the Isser is to have a Suda of Rikudim. You can't dance during this time. To Usser, Lasot Rikudim Machalot during this time. That's the Isser. So much so, it's such an Isser, says the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Ready for this? He says, we all accepted not to listen to music during this time. And therefore, he says, the God of Koy Chamidog, the Nohek Ister Doraisa. I think this is wacko, remarkable. He says that it's so bad that if you listen to music, I'm talking about even recorded music, it's an Ister Doraisa. It's amazing. Why? Because we all accepted this Midog. And the Midog Ketoiruhu v'chula v'chula. Remarkable. Again, definitely not the general shita that we're used to seeing. So, what are the heterim over here? So, number one, the Magen Avraham in itself is a chiddush, no question about it. And just give me two more minutes just to summarize the shita. Number one, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings up in general an issue you probably never heard of on the books. The Ramah in Tafkuf Tzadik. A tough kuf, yeah, Samach says about the iser of listening to music the entire year, and he says that that shira kolshu is usher during this time because of the iser of korban abayis. This is a huge problem for Sfardim, but then the Ramah is Mekel, and he says, well, that's only for malachim, for fancy schmancy people. Right? Who go to a Beis HaMishteh, they go to a fancy party, and there's a guy that comes there and he's playing the guitar, whatever, he's playing the, whatever, violin. We don't have that anymore. And maybe it's violation. The Rav Moshe Feinstein says, why isn't it? It should be also the whole year. We should be machmir. Very interesting. That's what he says. So comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he says, but for sure during Sfiras HaOmer, for sure during this time of the year, he says, Rav Moshe writes this in Yeridea, he says the following. In Chelik Beis, he says, "Begam b'bayis atzmo should be aser." So he thinks that this aser. However, there is a wonderful Tchumen, which is a great Torah journal, and there, the great Rav, one of the great Dayanim of our generation, that lives in Yerushalayim, or Kodesh of the Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomo Duchovsky, quotes that he thinks it's aser. Slow music, maybe even fast music. It's not going to get us to dance. It has to be music, go to a party or something. But just to listen to music, especially during this time of the year, I know Rav Avadia Yosef's son, the chief rabbi now of Israel, Yitzchak Yosef, says that it's mutter nowadays during Corona season because we need to be happy. It's very important to be happy. Psychologically, it's important to be happy. He says that it's mutter. Rav Asher Weiss did not think that that's a good tshuva. He didn't quote it by name, but he said that, yeah, in certain cases, if a real person's really sad, that yes, but not just a blanket heter. He didn't think that that was fair. But here he even quotes when we heard from Rav Rappaport. Rav Rappaport is the Rosh Hashiva of Bar Ilan, the Bar Ilan Kolel. He's the Rosh Hashiva. He's the grandson of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he said, my grandfather, Rav Moshe Feinstein, allowed music if it's just background music, right? I have to listen to Rav Harstein Shir because I need to get credit. But it looks like that I have AirPods in, but I'm listening to music. Background music. I'm doing work. I'm doing an Excel spreadsheet. He says that that would be totally mutter. He even discusses classical music and things of that nature. And therefore, even the Sheva Halevi, Rav Vosner, is generally machmir. The Or Litzion, Rav Abishol, says that it's mutter for driving. I once met with a great, I'm not going to say who it is, a great Rosh Hashiva once gave me a ride home. We were going very far. It was at Camp Morasha. I was going home. I think it was from my nephew's bris. And I was scared of him. He was a great Rosh Hashiva. So I brought like Torah CDs. I don't know if you know what CDs are, right? And I wanted to show him, look, I have CDs, Rabbi Fran's CDs. We're going to learn the whole time. It was like 5 in the morning. So I said, look, I have all these CDs, Rabbi. And he says, with all due respect, Pekuach Nefesh is Doiche Talmud Torah. We're going to listen to music. Why? Because he didn't want to fall asleep. So a lot of people say that it would be mutter. Any type of, even Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes this in two different places in his Halicha Shlomo. He says that again, background music or inspirational music, that's what this time of the year is about. To listen to good, slow Yiddish music is very important. You want to tell me there's an Isser to listen to English Goyish music? Ah, I think that's great. You should be machmir on yourself the whole year, but certainly during this time of the year. This idea of all this type of music that they have nowadays, the a cappella, the special music, I think it was just a sales ploy, Santa Claus, Coca-Cola invented, so I don't want to name the label, I don't know what the labels are called here, but whatever label that does Hasidic music invented something called a cappella music, I don't think it's any better. I think that there are a lot of poskim who say, like Rabbi Willick says, Rav Schechter certainly as well, that even during Avelus, if you take the dinyon of Rav Soloveitchik, even during Avelus of the year, it's not so poshut that it would be something that's usher. So I don't have a problem with this so much. Where you have a real problem is, and I apologize, I'm going just a few minutes over, is for work. So if you have a work situation, you have to have a Shelas Chacham. I had this in my life before. As funny as it sounds, when I worked for the Ministry of Defense, they celebrated Yom Ha'atzmaut like a week before Yom Ha'atzmaut, right? During Mamish Avelus of Sviras Omer. And they had a live concert with famous, I've never heard of them before, but Eric Einstein, I actually heard of him before. They brought him in, and it was, oh, it was amazing, a great, great thing. It was a live concert, though. But I had to go because it was for work. So there I asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, a Shelas Chacham. He understood I could care less about the singer, but I had to go. But he thought I shouldn't stay for so long because that's live music. Maybe that's a little bit different. But again, we weren't getting up and dancing. That's not what it was leading to. So again, there could be makeup. I like to quote the joke that I made up. I don't make up. I mean, I guess I do make up jokes. But this is my funny joke of the day. You could take it with you. They asked Rav Moshe Feinstein if you're allowed to go to the movies during the 3 weeks. Right? Guys want to watch movies. Can I go to the movies during the 3 weeks? Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it's usur. And as the guy was working out, he said, Rav Moshe says, oh, by the way, it's also usur during the 52 weeks. Right? So there's no real question over here. Rav Moshe would never let you go to movies, because movies are generally usur anyway. Go find movies that don't have a profanity in it, or certainly, or other types of things. So I'm not so sure about that. But yesh al mi lismoich, when it comes to the tape music, certainly if it's for inspiring reasons, it's Yiddish music, that's what I should be concentrating on. I don't think there's such a problem with that, honestly. I don't think there's such a problem with it. However, live types of things, that could be more problematic, and a person should consult their local Orthodox authority if they have that situation at work.